Health and Education Committee meeting to order for May 1st. Mike, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have approval of the minutes for April 3rd?
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Carly? Or Lynn? I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here to seek approval to accept and allocate the OMH COLA that we received recently. It was $526,000. $749 actually. $526,749.
And for newer legislators, this is something that we anticipate every year. We don't necessarily budget for it because OMH in a bad budget year could just not do it. But this in all my years has come every year, thankfully.
And then they make adjustments based on quarterly reports. So we get ongoing adjustment letters of the funds.
Yeah.
Depending on the different agencies' usage and staffing patterns.
Pass through.
Yes.
Motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Morning.
So it's that time of year for preschool transportation approvals. So I've got a couple of bid awards to seek your approval on, as well as a couple of contracts and increase in vaccination rates. But first on the agenda is the preschool transportation. The bids went out in April, like they always do, and they have come back. I apologize. I know you got this sheet late yesterday, but it's a process for all of this to happen in a short amount of time. The bids have come back for each contract. And as you can see, there's contract A, B, C, D, and E. And that just means it's a different destination that the bus is traveling to with the kids. The first contract for contract A, that is to KidStart, and two vendors bid on that, ARC Glow and CNF Transportation. ARC Glow is the cheaper at $190. And just a side note, CNF Transportation is new to us. A couple of months ago, Jack and I had a meeting with three of the larger districts, Corning Painted Post, Bath, and Hornell, just to kind of brainstorm and see if we could come up with some, you know, a different idea of transportation to try to cut these costs a little bit. We really couldn't come up with anything. You know, they reiterated to us that they did not have the capacity, the staffing to be able to take it on. But one of the school superintendents gave us three different names of vendors that we were not familiar with. CNF Transportation is one. Oneida Bus Company, Ontario Bus Company was another. And First Student. So we did reach out to all three of those vendors. First Student is primarily Rochester area, so they didn't want to bid on anything down this direction. Ontario Bus Company just didn't have the capacity, but this CNF Transportation did come. They bid on this one contract, but they were a higher bidder. So we're recommending for contract A to go with ARC Glow. Contract B is at Corning Painted Post, and Bernie, it was the sole bidder on that for $425 for the first student and $25 for each additional student after that. However, there will be three buses. They are projecting they are going to need three buses to accommodate all of the kids that need to be transported. Contract C goes up to Cuca Lake School in Penn Yan. again, one bidder, and it was Transpo, and recommending the cheaper rate of $675 for the first student and $5 for each additional student after that. Contract D is the Hornell run. Bernie was the only one to bid on that run, and that will also need three buses. And the cheapest bid for that is the $570 for the first student, $45 for each additional. And then lastly, contract E is going to the BOCES Bush Campus in Elmira. Bernie, again, was the sole bidder on that at $520 for the first student and $25 for each additional student.
The only other thing that I would add, as Darlene mentioned, we did have a conversation with the superintendents. It was a great conversation, but they have a difficult time attracting and retaining drivers, because our pitch to them was, is there any way you can pick it up? We there's a lot of discussion going around amongst our peers, counties, because they're seeing the exact same thing that we are. The rates are going way up. The potential providers are going down. So we're kind of all in a tight spot. Unfortunately, that, you know, is not feasible at this time, but we're going to keep communication open, because they recognize the pressures we're under as well.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Any questions?
Yeah, me, what the total cost?
I can email that to you, Mr. Vinette. And I do have a somewhat of a breakdown. So for example, I don't have a grand total, but I have a total per contract. So with Art Glow, which is contract A, so this is based on the number of students we have right now, which of course, you know, will vary and change. But for the Art Glow bid, that would be $190 for the yes, that is right. Contract B, which is Corning Paint and Post, the three buses per day would come up to $1,675 per day. Contract C to Cuca Lake School, that total would be $720 per day. The bid for contract D, which is the Hornell run, that's $2,655 per day. And the last contract, contract E, which is going to Elmira, that would be $520 a day, based on the number of students we have right now.
We're looking around $7,500 a day.
Yes. However, we do get 59.5% reimbursement. That's our reimbursement rate.
We've budgeted $1.3 million. That's up $200,000 from last year.
Where do these projections fall in line with that budget?
We should be okay. Again, depends on usage. I'd say best guess, without looking into the details, if usage is about the same, we'll fall within budget. If for some reason additional children are assigned in their IEP to these services, could be a crapshoot. But actual spend in 22 was about $700,000. And probably ended the year last year around 900, almost a million, I would guess. From a budget standpoint, I think we're okay. It's just very expensive.
Yes, it is.
And we have I think we discussed it before, but for new legislators, this is one where we lamented with the superintendents, counties are not in the education business except for these few things that the state legislature many decades ago decided that the counties were going to pick up the tab. Yes, they provide 59% reimbursement, but you're picking up essentially the other 40.
Any other questions? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Closed. Carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Darlene.
The next item is I'm asking. Whoops.
Hold on. Oh. Sorry.
I thought we did. Okay.
We had Paul and then yeah. Joe.
My bad. Sorry.
That's okay. Thank you. Okay. We're
all set. Sorry, I didn't hear that. The next item I'm asking approval for is, I think, or I did mention last month to put out for bid purchasing of another pallet of the COVID home testing kits, because we were out, what we did have left had expired. This will be covered underneath the grant, so it won't be any county tax dollars. Several bids came in, a lot came in, but the cheapest one is with LumaQuick. An entire pallet is $9,828. They can be delivered to us by May 15th, and the expiration on them will be no earlier than November of this year.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, Darlene, will these be available for like the food pantries and so forth as they were before?
Yeah, we plan on doing it just like we did before. The food pantries, the Southern Tier Library System, as well as the recommendation last month of making them available to all the like the town halls, any that want them inside the county office building for both staff as well as community residents that come in. We'll make them as available and widely accessible as possible.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. The next one is a contract with Cynthia Vollmer. She is an occupational therapist for preschool. Oh, I've lost my paper. So sorry. It's the same. She's in Dundee. Same rate for the sessions as all the other therapists.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you very much. The next one is asking your approval to enter into, it's really more of a MOU, I think, than a contract, but with Staffing Solutions Organization, LLC. This is for the New York State Public Health Corps Fellows. As you know, we've had that grant for a couple of years. It is ending June 30th of this year, but the state is doing a 2.0 version, which will start in August. And we will hopefully get three or four more fellows from that. But at any rate, they are changing it from the 1.0 version. Every county had to kind of figure out how they were going to pay their fellows. And all the member counties of Pivotal, we used Pivotal as a kind of like a subcontract for that. But for 2.0, the state has contracted with the Staffing Solutions Organization. So they will be handling all of the payroll management of these fellows across the state.
Make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions?
I'm surprised in this hypersensitive gender environment that we still call people fellows.
That's a good point. We
don't know
we had fellows, or no, that wouldn't be. I don't.
Yeah. They, thems.
Darlene, did we have one last year, or did we have more?
We had a total at one time. I think we the most we had at one time was six.
Oh, really?
And two have moved on to other endeavors. And so that leaves us with four currently, but they are all going to become county employees in June, backfilling some positions that we had open. So it has been good for me, for Steuben County. This program has been a godsend. Honestly, it's just the great group of fellows. So we're hoping for, you know, a just as great of a group the second time around.
Thank you.
So what does a fellow graduate with?
Well, it could be, it's varied. I mean, they come, fortunately, are the ones that we have, they were mostly, not exclusively, but mostly had a public health degree. Some of them, there's three tiers of fellows. Tier one is a fellow with a associate's degree. Tier two is a bachelor's degree. Tier three is a master's or above. We had all bachelors except for one I think had her master's. But varied, because every county can focus on a different area within their department that they need this support from the fellows. One county might strictly for emergency preparedness, another county for nurses, and nurses is what I'm going to try to get again this time around. So it can be, they come from a variety of backgrounds. There's a job description work plan that each county has to write and submit. And then that's what the state uses to advertise for the fellows. And all the applications are done online. And they will vet those applications first to make sure they meet the qualifications that we have put in the work plan. And if they do, then they send it to us for us to finish the process as far as interviewing and making a decision.
Do we have any luck with the graduating class from CCC in nursing? Are you sure?
No. Nope.
Any other questions?
Or any year.
Darlene, is this going to affect Pivotal's program?
Well, I mean, they would have liked to have continued as being the quote unquote payer of the fellows. Just to draw down some of that grant money, but there's just no choice. The state has completely changed how they are handling it. And I think because, every county did it a little bit different from other counties, and I suppose that favored some, but maybe not so much others. So to make it consistent across the board, they're going to utilize. And actually, the staffing solutions that you just approved is who Pivotal contracted with to pay our fellows. So we're at least familiar with staffing solutions, and they did a fine job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Last item is the private vaccine rate for
Darlene, just a minute. We have a motion in a second. We just need to approve. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. The private vaccination rates for 2024, there's just two of them we need to, increase. Just a small rate change. As you can see, the Hep B, an increase of $10, and the meningococcal, an increase of $5. And that's just to cover the cost of the vaccine itself.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
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 Just have a tuition aid request here today, both for the same employee, going for a master's in social work in the Department of Community Services. Fairly longtime employee, I believe appointed in 2001. They're asking for spring semester, spring semester, two classes. 6 credit hours, certainly related to their job, be a total of $900. I need to note on this that the application for tuition aid was not provided to us prior to the classes. So this was from January to now. And it does state in there that in the admin code that it should be prior to. You have in the past, in a situation like this, approved it. A lot of people don't read the whole administrative code, but just to be totally transparent, it was provided after the classes started. The other one is obviously for the upcoming semester, and that one is obviously prior to, and that's another 3 credit hours, which would be $450. So we're asking for your approval to do those.
Is this the full amount?
No, okay. We pay $150 a credit. So we, it's
what the cost would be for.
It was on here somewhere. Yeah, about each class is about $2,300. So, and there's 3 classes. So, we're ending up with paying about $1,350 towards that.
Seems like we should pay the whole thing.
Ooh.
Easy. I mean, encouraging our employees to take the initiative.
So. Yeah. To be quite frank, I mean, we don't get these a lot. Yeah. We have them from time to time, but we don't see a lot of people, applying for this.
Is there any contracted time limit that
if we provide aid that they must stay beyond a certain period of time?
Well, no. So it's actually upon, they don't get paid until completion of the class, and they have to get, I think it's a well, equivalent to a B, but you know, there's requirements on it. So they'll have to, they essentially get reimbursed. They're going to have to pay for the class up front. Once they're successful, they show that they're successful. That's when the payment is dispersed.
But no retention requirement.
Yeah. No, we've shied away from that over the years. Cause I mean, you know, as much as a lot of folks do that, there are downsides to doing that as well. And we really haven't had any issues. Usually like this one's going for a master's in social work in community services. So, you know, in all likelihood, they're going to stick around and probably move up the ladder. So.
Well, I agree with Mike that I think there is opportunity here to invest potentially more in people that are showing signs that they would like to stay here and further their career with the county.
Yeah, that's something we can definitely explore.
Absolutely.
Options.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we're not, I don't know, when was the last time that rate was evaluated?
Oh, yeah, a long time. And
yeah. I've been here over 20 years, and I've been doing these the same the whole time. So
cost is something to look at. I think the last time we had a tuition aid request was like 3-4 years probably ago. So
yeah,
we don't get it. It could be because of that. So yeah. And it is something that likely would need to be negotiated with the units, especially if we put a retention requirement, but it's a good idea to talk about.
If we're thinking holistically about how we can start to appeal to a broader range of employees and start to fill some of the vacancies, this is one of the levers we have.
Yeah, absolutely. That's certainly something we can talk about.
Especially if it's so rare. So
it is. I mean, Jack's right. I think it's been at least 3 years probably since I did one of these. So, you know.
I think it helped with bench strength too. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's a lot of extra work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, especially when you're going master's level. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of these folks, you know, they're doing them at night, whatever. There's more online now, so it is a little bit, but yeah, they do a lot of work to get these. Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jack, do you have any? Nothing. We have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Well, carries. Thank you.
I was having that same idea as we were looking at it. I was like, $150. Can't even buy a book.
Yeah. For a few people to do it, you might get more people involved. And I said, yeah, why not?
If it's something that they can start, I mean, you